In this lesson, we'll be sharing 5 rules to follow if you've been separated for a while, but things are starting to seem great between you two again. These rules will help prevent sabotaging the attraction. But first, please do me 3 favors. 1, hit that like button until it turns blue in the face to tell the algorithm that this video is live. 2, don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notifications to get alerts when we release these videos. 3, tell us in the comment area what topic you'd like us to cover in the next video. My name is Lola, and I am the co-author of the book, Get My Marriage Back with My Husband, Ola, which you can download for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. You also see an opportunity to book a free 30-minute coaching session with us. So, Calvin has been separated from his wife for 8 months now, hardly talking, haven't seen each other or interacted at all. The loss of their pet brought them back together, and they are now in talking terms. They are also hanging out every now and then and enjoying it. But he is afraid that their toxic behavior will creep back in if they go all in and start talking about their marriage again. How do you make sure you don't mess things up if separation from your marriage is starting to work in favor of the marriage? Shall we?
Yes, my name is Ola. This is actually good news. Calvin has clearly done a great job to get in this space. The rest of the story now depends on Calvin's ability to follow this simple, lightweight, but crucial rules that will reduce his chances of self-sabotaging. By the way, there are family laws that guide separation and divorces, so it never hurts to seek legal counsel in the process. Rule number 5, enjoy today and the little moments. One of the things that you have likely taken for granted in your relationship with your wife are the little moments of just being. What often happens after separation is that you start to value the little things, gestures, and moments. I want you to set a plan in motion to keep it that way forever. A direct cause of anxiety, torture, and suffering in relationships and marriages is the obsession with the past and future. It makes you feel that the grass may be greener on the other side, and then you start to fantasize and compare your partners or relationship to others.
Rule number 4, focus on the upsides and the positives. Still in the spirit of gratitude, I want you to let go and release yourself from the terrible experience that may have led to the separation from your wife in the first place. As usual, this is easier said than done, but stay tuned for rule number 1. It will help you prepare properly for the release and refocusing all that energy on celebrating the good times and experiences you're starting to recreate with your wife again. For now, I want you to focus on everything about her that you fell in love with on day 1. Add them to the same good experiences you're having right now.
Rule number 3, don't put marriage on a pedestal. A terrible mistake that a lot of married couples make is to abandon the underlying relationship while stressing each other out about the marriage title. While marriage is a beautiful thing, it will stress your relationship out if you put it on a pedestal above your friendship, unity, and freedom. Marriage has become an ideology and a religion that many people would kill the actual relationship with their spouse for. Let go of all extreme ideologies and refocus back on rebuilding friendship with your wife one moment at a time.
Rule number 2, commingling fear and love is not sustainable. Naturally, your guards and all kind of walls are up when you find yourself and marriage in separation. I understand, but that's fear. Fear is an emotion that is natural to all of us when we go through traumatic experiences in life. So it makes sense that a part of you doesn't want to be too forward with talking about serious topics like marriage, what happened, and getting back together officially. But I want to share a technique with you that works all the time. It is based on the simple fact that fear and love cannot coexist in the same space over a long period of time. One of them will prevail. So it's okay to shoot your shot as soon as you feel safe enough to do so without rushing it. But again, what does that mean? at this stage of rekindling things. Focus on dating and courting her fearlessly, provided she is really the one that you want on any given day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Wait for her to desire the idea of making things official again. She needs to feel safe and secure, and she will bring it up and send you clear signals.
Rule number one, engage self-development, seduction, and attraction skills. Declare rule 2 to 5 useless without rule number one. She and the relationship will test you over and over and again, so you need emotional strength and intelligence. She will not be testing you deliberately for the most part, so you do not get to judge her. It's the nature of a typical woman within a romantic context. Are you going to be man enough to pass this test while attracting respect, trust, submission, and passionate sexual experience with the woman you love? There is a massive opportunity playing out right now. Are you prepared for it? If you feel we can help you personally, feel free to go to www.getmymarriageback.com, download the free book, and book a free 30-minute coaching session with us. Don't forget to hit the like button and check out the video on the screen for more information on how to build attraction out in your marriage from all ends.